arose, my blessed Savior arose.
He arose.
He arose, my blessed Savior arose.
Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Psalms 123. No doubt many of you are aware that we're living in an age of carelessness, indifference, and unconcern. Some folks are unconcerned about the government. They're unconcerned about the moral decay of our society. They're unconcerned about the children in their own homes. And they're unconcerned about the welfare of their own precious soul. Then how could we expect them to be concerned about the millions who are in darkness, dying without hope of heaven and without God? Did you notice this last verse which I gave you as it mentions those that are at ease? This seems to be typical of our age. There is an old expression which I think contains a lot of truth. It goes something like this: all you have to do to be lost is just do nothing. In other words, it requires no effort to be lost. You can be careless, indifferent, and unconcerned and be lost. There are lots of folks doing that. And you can go with the crowd and be among the popular ones and still be lost if you do nothing to make your peace with God. Listen to this scripture from Isaiah 32, beginning with verse 9. Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women, for the vintage shall fail, the gathering shall not come. Tremble, ye women that are at ease. Be troubled, ye careless ones. Strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. Now, it is quite possible that there is much more involved than just a warning to the women folks to be up and about their work. It is quite likely that this is a warning to Judea of the impending dangers to their provinces and cities by the Chaldeans. It was a warning for them to awaken and be concerned of the approaching desolation. In the 25th chapter of Matthew, Jesus speaks the parable of the man who traveled into a far country, but before leaving, called his servants and divided his goods among them. To the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Then he took his journey and left things in their care and keeping. When he returned, the one who had 5 talents had been faithful. He had gained 5 other talents. The man who had 2 talents had also been faithful, and he had gained another 2. But this one servant, who was entrusted with only a single talent, had gone and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. It had produced no gain and no income. It had shown no profit. In short, the one talent was entrusted to a careless, indifferent servant who had not diligently looked after his Lord's business. Oh yes, he made excuses. He said that he was afraid and had gone and hid the talent in the earth. But his master was unwilling to accept that explanation. And friend, don't you know the Lord is unwilling to accept some of the explanations that people have these days for their carelessness and indifference? Let us take a lesson from the book of Amos. The 6th chapter and 1st verse goes like this: Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations, to whom the house of Israel came. Now, those that are at ease could well mean those that have no concern about the threatening judgments, and who have no deep concern for the salvation of their own souls. Perhaps they're hoping to get through on a profession or by the merits of who they are or what they are. But I want to tell you, dear ones, the Lord is no respecter of persons. I say, God's people had better keep themselves free from the evils of this generation. Don't become careless and allow yourself to be rocked to sleep by Satan, who is blinding the hearts of those who are indifferent. And now, this final scripture from Proverbs, the 6th chapter, and beginning with verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. I say, it is time for America to wake up. It is time for the spiritually dead church members to repent and confess their sins and come out of her, my people. Listen to this poem. So let me live, from day to day, from year to year, as God doth precious moments give, in peace, in love, in holy fear, and righteousness and sunny cheer, so let me live. With faith set forward in the race, with heart as hopeful as the day, let me be strong in heaven's grace and help another keep his place on life's rough way. So many hearts are heavy grown, so many need a word of cheer. I have no time to be cast down, nor idle be, nor wear a frown, nor faint, nor fear. No time to backward looking be and wondering why things went that way, nor try through future's veil to see great things, but little things let me do now, today. As down the path of life I trod, offenses may I never give to any creature nor to God, but helpful be in deed and word, so let me live. Then let my way lead where it may, through fields of roses or of thorn, or rough or smooth or up or down, I hope to gain a starry crown some blessed morn. I hope to gain a home of rest when this my house of clay shall fall. I must therefore keep up life's zest and have my last day be the best of all. Let us pray. Our Father, bless each listener of the broadcast, and may the thoughts, the scriptures, and the poem prove an inspiration to them to arise from slumber, drowsiness, and carelessness, to serve Thee in sincerity and in truth. Help us to let our light shine, and for that which is accomplished, we will give Thee the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Here is a song, He's Everything to Me. The singers are Bob Forbes, Randall Flynn, Melvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
I can never quite explain how the blessed Savior came and took my sins all away. I only know He came to me, came one day and set me free, dwelled within my heart to say. Now He is everything to me, and He will always be all. laughter as well as him I stand. In a very lonely land, he will walk with me. He's living in my heart, never to depart. He's everything to me. When the sun of life grows dim, I will still belong to him. He will still be all to me. Far beyond the realm of time, I'll be his and he'll be mine. Ever with the Lord shall I be. Now he is everything to me, and he will always be all I'll ever need. His love will satisfy till the day I die, and through eternity, until at last with him I stand in the heavenly land.
This message has been brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We appreciate those who have an interest in helping us keep the message on the air from week to week. Now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may heaven's richest blessings be with each and every one of you. And until we meet again, a very cheerful goodbye.